You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Blaine Birch, the co-founder and CEO at Dry Run, a cash flow and sales forecasting tool for small business. Blaine, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be back.
So, Blaine, for starters, what is important to forecast to reach a yearly goal?
Yeah, absolutely. We see a lot of businesses, they sort of run from week to week, maybe month to month. And a lot of times they aren't looking forward enough to set that yearly goal outside of maybe a vague idea of what their break-even point is. But it's really important to set that yearly goal first to make sure that it's actually a goal that'll give you, you know, some profit margin, and then work backwards and figure out, okay, how am I going to accomplish that each quarter, how am I going to accomplish that each month? And that gives them a baseline goal for the month, but it also gives them this goal that they know they have to reach at the end of the year. We tell customers so often that, if you need to make $1 million in 12 months, but you make it in 14, you're in trouble. So make sure you have a plan in place to make that budget that you need to make within that 12-month span.
Now, how do we take a goal and make a forecast?
The best way to do that is to sort of split that up and say, first of all, we usually say set out your break even point month to month with those costs that are sort of recurring every month. So start with what it takes to stay in business every month with paying for your rent, paying for your staff. Do you have are you paying your bank for a loan? Set those things out and figure out what that break-even point is every month from that recurring money that you have to have going into your business. And once you have that, you have sort of this break-even point goal that will sort of help you guide what you need to have coming into your business. Then you start breaking out and figuring out, okay, how am I going to do that? If I'm going to make $100,000 every month, how am I going to reach that $100,000 every month in sales? And then you also need to look at what costs are related to those sales that aren't part of that recurring stuff. So whether you have to buy inventory, whether you have to buy materials, pay contractors, what are those big bills that are going to likely come rolling in that are also going to take a chunk out of that revenue that you have. So it's taking that long-term year goal and trying to bring some structure to it and figuring out, okay, what's my baseline? How do I get there every month? How do I get there every quarter? So that's the first place is set that budget that gives you that break-even point that you can kind of wrap your head around.
Also, Blaine, why is it important to forecast both your cash flow and sales? Touch on some of those details.
Yeah, that's something that sometimes is hard for business owners to kind of wrap their head around a bit too. And I think it's because business owners so often they're domain experts. They're not finance experts. They're not sales experts. And a lot of times we find that they've separated out cash flow and sales in their mind. And so they picture cash flow as near term, like, man, am I going to have enough money to make payroll this week? What's coming in this month? Do I have to pay a tax bill before the end of the month? And then sales just sort of feels like this nebulous thing that, you know, oh, we're talking with this person about this deal and this business about this other deal. And it doesn't have a lot of structure to it. But, you know, we always try and remind people, like, those sales that is quite speculative, that's what turns into cash flow. It's like that it's just that you're on a conveyor belt and you have to keep the stuff coming in. And so even though sales are fairly speculative, you do want to try and set those out on a timeline because they have to turn into cash flow. They have to start rolling into your business. And if you don't know when they're going to happen and when you're going to have money on hand to buy materials and pay contractors, it can be really tough to tackle those sales. You can run into capacity issues where all of your sales come in a 2-month period instead of a 4-month in the fall. and you could run into capacity issues. You could have part time where your staff is sitting idle, and then other times you're paying overtime, and now your profit margin is eaten up. So that's why it's really important to say, okay, near term bills and invoices, that money that's coming in and going out of my business, track that. But you also have to look at that timeline and say, you know, how are we going to get those sales in? When are they coming in? And are we going to make our goals by the end of the year?
Today, we're joined by Mr. Blaine Birch, the co-founder and CEO at Dry Run, a cash flow and sales forecasting tool for small business here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Continuing on, Blaine, what can the forecast tell a business?
Well, a forecast can tell a business, and again, we're all about looking forward. You know, when you're talking about reporting and it's already happened, it's not going to prevent you from you know, crashing or you know, you might miss an opportunity. So those forecasts are going to give you a sort of, the first thing is kind of an early warning sign. You know, is crisis on the way? And if you see it ahead of time, you have time to react. And that's so critical. We just preach that so often to businesses. If you see crisis on the horizon, you have options. That's when you can go to your bank, you can bring them a plan, and they're likely, much more likely to work with you than saying, hey, we just, you know, found out we're going to be out of cash on Friday. Not a good plan. So those forecasts can be a really great early warning system and give you that time to react. But they can also, for the longer term sales forecast, that also helps you identify opportunities. So you know when you can take on other jobs, when you need to have money coming in, when you need jobs coming in. But man, sometimes the biggest gift is knowing you're going to be really busy and being able to turn down jobs that aren't a really great fit for your business. And those are sometimes the times that you can really move your business forward, because you can take on those great jobs that you know are going to be really profitable or help raise your profile amongst the industry, something that really helps move your business forward. So if forecasting can do, you know, some really fine tuning, am I going to have cash? But they also can give you the ability to know where your business is headed and make much better and much more informed decisions.
And that certainly is big time helpful. What's the best way to get started on building forecasts?
Well, you know, like I started when I was building forecasts for my first business, which was a creative agency, I was using spreadsheets. And you know, they work. You can build up a budget. You can figure out your monthly budget. You know, I was building spreadsheets that would help me figure out our capacity and our profit margin and how our sales will look. So that's always a good place to start. You can always start with a spreadsheet. Now, you know, I'm going to do a little plug here. Dry Run is all about forecasting your cash flow, your sales pipeline. And, you know, we think it's a lot easier, a lot more visual, a lot faster, and a lot more power to it. So, you know, we would love for you to come and take a quick look at Dry Run and see if it might be a good fit for you. But more importantly than that, we just really encourage businesses, start somewhere. If it's on a spreadsheet, even if it's on a whiteboard, start figuring out when you're going to get paid, what your sales are looking like, and put them on some sort of timeline to, you know, really take control of that.
Well, Mr. Birch, it certainly has been great to have had you back. Always informative and most helpful information to help our business growth. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important that you picture your cash flow and sales forecast as a real-time living document. So it's not something you build at the start of the year and then throw in a filing cabinet. It's only going to be effective when you know what's happening day to day, week to week, and month to month in your business. So keep checking in, update it weekly, and keep track of your goals and keep track of your progress towards them.
Of course, we don't want to let you get out of here before we get all the details. Where can we get further information online on Dry Run?
Yeah, absolutely. Come visit us at dryrun.com. We have a 30-day free trial. We also offer online demos where we can find out about your business, answer questions related right to your business, and show you exactly what Dry Run can do for you.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Birch, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
You too. Thank you so much.
We have been speaking with Mr. Blaine Birch, the co-founder and CEO at Dry Run, a cash flow and sales forecasting tool for small business. And to learn more, visit dryrun.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.